Welcome to the Growing in Grace audio blog. My name is James Williams, and I hope you enjoy today's episode entitled, A Time for Everything. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Be honest, you can't read that passage without singing it to the tunes of the birds, turn, turn, turn. Maybe you knew the song before you knew it was a passage of Scripture. In this famous passage, Solomon looks at life under the sun and sees that there is a time for everything. We are told in verse 11 that things are beautiful in the right time. Harvesting at the right time is good and right, but planting when you should be harvesting is not so beautiful and will oftentimes bring about failure. Keeping something at the right time is beautiful, but keeping something that should be thrown away is not. Perhaps you've seen the show Hoarders. Not so beautiful. After reading these verses, the question that comes to mind is, who determines the right time? Solomon is glad you asked. He answers that question in the next passage. In verse 11, it says that God is the one who made everything beautiful in its time. Indeed, God oversees and is in control of all of creation. We should embrace the beauty of God's sovereignty over everything. He knows the time that He has appointed for everything under the sun and makes things beautiful at the right time. Even things we don't look forward to or enjoy, such as death, have a time. There is a time for death, and it has been appointed by God. Hebrews 9:27, Job 14:5. At this time, you may be going through some hard circumstances that you just don't understand. Perhaps you've asked God why, but you don't feel like you've received answers. What is the proper response when we don't know or understand? Joy-filled trust. Throughout all of our life, during the good and the bad, we should keep a joy-filled trust in our Lord. We don't always know why He does what He does at the time that He does it. We don't understand the complete picture, but if we believe He is good and wise, we can trust Him. And not just trust Him, but trust Him with joy and hope. God alone is great, and we bow before Him. We cry out with the psalmist, quote, "But I trust in You, O Lord. My times are in Your hand," end quote. Thank you for listening to the Growing in Grace podcast. I pray this episode served you well. If so, consider sharing on social media or leaving a rating on iTunes so that others might be encouraged as well. May God strengthen you this week as you continue to grow in grace.